So, the Zion on the base, we are holding, let's say, about one-third down in the mega huge lines at the two dots, at the sixth memra of Rabbi Yochanan, on the Amud here. Am Rabbi Yochanan Bishurim Shimba Yochai. Mutter Lizgaras Burashayim. It's mutter to fight with, to contend with, you know, to confront
provoke.
Wicked people, provoke, I don't know, something like that, you know, whatever, that's the thing. But Bol Mazeh. Even in this world, you should take a stand, and if you see Rishayim, you know, confront them. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Ozvei Torah Yahalu Rasha. The people who are the Ozvei Torah, who abandon the Torah, they're the ones who are Yahalu Rasha, they praise the Rasha. V'shomrei Torah, but the people who keep the Torah, Yisgaru Bam, they take a stand and they, you know, interact, they confront those Rishayim. There you go. It's a simple Pasuk. Tanna Mihachi even says in a Brisa the same thing. Rabbi Dizdoib, Brav Masan, Omer, Mutter, Lizgaras, Bereshayim, Bol Hazeh. It's Mutter to fight with the Rishayim in this world. Shnei Mars, Pasuk says, Ozvei Torah, Yahalu, Rasha, etc. Fine. Now, the Gemara says, Vimalach Shach Adam. If a man whispers to you and he says, Lomar, Vak, Sib, well, and that's another Pasuk, and that Pasuk says, Al Tizcha, Bimreim, don't fight with the nasty, nasty people. Al tekana ba'ose avla, don't be, you know, like the word kanai, like, you know, don't be a kanai, don't be zealous, yeah, that's it. Don't be zealous against those who do, you know, do avla, do wickedness, whatever, criminals. So you see the pasuk says, don't fight with them, don't contend with them. So then, Amrlo, you tell that guy, whisper that in your ear, Mishlibo Nokfo Omar Kane. That's only someone who's like, you know, is a coward. Libo Nokfo, his heart's beating his chest. You know, since you're such a wuss, you convince yourself that's what the pasuk means, it gives you a way out. But no, gird your loins and do what's got to be done. Ella, this is a pshat. Al Tischar B'Mareim, don't compete with nasty people. Lios kimareim. Don't try to see if you can outdo them in their nastiness. And when it says al tikna ba'osei avla, it doesn't mean like kinaos isn't like a zealotry. It means like from like, you know, kina isn't like be jealous. Don't be jealous. You can't also have cheeseburgers. Don't be like that, right? Whatever it is, don't be jealous of that lifestyle that they have to live. Lios ka'osei avla, to be a nasty guy like this. Ba'omer al yikna libcha, let your heart not envy. With those who do sins. Kim Yiras Hashem Kol Yom. Rather, worry about, you know, those who have Yiras Hashem the whole day. That's who you should be jealous of. So now we've said, bottom line is, just keep a shock batari here, we said, first memra was, you can fight with the Rishayim. We brought Pesukim to support it. We said maybe some people ask a kash from this Pasuk. That's a bogus interpretation of the Pasuk. That's what we're up to. So the Gemara says, Eini. Now, is it true that your thesis that you could start up with Rishayim is true? Rabbi Yitzchak, Imra'isa Rasha, if you see a nasty guy, Shashamas Chekeslo, that, you know, everything's going good for him, Al Tizgarabo, don't mess with him, don't fight with him. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Yechilu Duracha Bechol Eis, his, you know, his ways will be successful all the time. You know, he's going to win, so don't mess with him. V'lo'od, not only that's Rabbi Yitzchak, not only will he always be successful, Ella Shizocha Badin, if he's taken the base, then he's still going to win in the court. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Moro Mishpatecha Minegdo. You know, he's going to win even in justice against. The justice will prevail against you. Blo'o, not only that, Ella Shiroa Bitsara. He'll see that his enemies, this word here is like Nephilus, the Nephila of Bitsara, but the point is, he'll see the downfall of his enemies. The wicked man will witness you starting up with him, he'll see you go down. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Kol Sarav Yafiach Bahem. All of his those who have like his enemies, those who harass him, Yafiach Bahem, he'll blow them away. I guess even in Hebrew the double entendre works to blow away. But the point is, he'll, like with a puff of air, he'll blow them away. So now we've got three psukim to give a kasha to show why it's not true that you're allowed to start up with the Shoyim and Olam Hazeh. So we're gonna have four terutzim. First we say lo kasha. That's not a kasha. I guess Olam Haba you'll have Nekama B'Goyim. I don't know. I take that back. I have a feeling it'll probably be in like the messianic, like Mashiach Ben Yosef time. Probably. I made that up, speculating. It can't be Olam Haba. You're not doing the starting up. So it's probably, I don't know. I don't know. Right? Anyways, so I'm going to answer that question. Lil Kasha, so we have a Kasha, whether or not you're allowed to start with them. So we said it's not a Kasha at all. The difference is Hab Mili Di Dei, Hab Mili Di Shmaya. It depends on what you're fighting about. If you're fighting about your own agreements with a guy, you know, he stuck a knife to your whatever and took your money, and now you're going to try to fight with him back, forget it. He's going to do you in. But if you're talking about Mili Di Shmaya, you know, talking about, you know, heavenly matters, I don't know, Chil Hashem, and you want to, you know, tell him to behave himself, he's making Chil Hashem, whatever the story is, that's acceptable, and you will prevail. That's answer number one. V-boy is saying, but if you want to give you a different teretz, the difference to when you can and when you can't is hava hava mili dishmaya. It doesn't matter. We're talking only about if you're fighting over. We're not talking about issues of your own personal grievances. That's your problem. We're talking about when you're defending, so to speak, whatever matters of Klal Yisrael's kavod or whatever it is, Chil Hashem, whatever it is, mitzvah observance, whatever it is. Below Kasha, the difference is Haba Rasha Shashamas Fekaslo. When you're not allowed to mess with him, when he always prevails, when he's on his winning streak. Literally, the hour is lucky for him, something like that. So when he's on his streak, don't mess with him. Haba Rasha E Hashamas Fekaslo. When he's not being particularly successful, now is the chance so you can go for the jugular. V-boy saying my third answer. Haba Rasha Shashamas Fekaslo. We're talking about, first of all, Mili Dishmaya, and second of all, the Shamas Fekaslo. It doesn't matter if he's being successful. But below Kasha, the difference is Hab Tzadik Gamor. If you're a Tzadik Gamor, you can mess, you can take him on. Hab Tzadik Sheino Gamor. If you're just a good guy, a Tzadik is someone who's got more stus than a bono. So that's not good enough. Dam Rav Huna, Ma Dechsiv, this is the proof for the third teretz. What does it mean when the Pasuk says, Lama Sabit Bogdin Tacharish? Like, why do you look at the, you know, see these Bogdin, those nasty, betrayed, treacherous people, and Tachrish remain silent. Bevala Rasha Tzadik Yimenu, because they're gonna swallow the Rasha is gonna swallow the person who's like he's righteous, more righteous than him. So the Gemara says, wait a second, the Pasuk can't mean that the Rasha is swallowing the Tzadik alive. The Rasha Balei at Tzadik, can a Rasha really swallow Tzadik? No way. Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Hashem Lo Ya'azev. Lo yazvenu biyado. Hashem will not like abandon him, meaning the tzaddik, to the hand of the Rasha. So Hashem won't abandon him. So the pasuk can't mean that the Rasha will swallow the tzaddik alive. Uksiv, not with that, it says lo yuuna le tzaddik kol avben. Nothing bad will, nothing no nasty event will befall the tzaddik. So you see, the tzaddik is protected. So what is pshat then when it says that the Rasha will be boleya the tzaddik mimenu? If the person who's contending with the Russia is just more righteous than him, you know, that's not good enough. That's not good enough at all. Tzadik Gamor ain't a Bolea. But if he's a Tzadik Gamor, then he can't be swallowed. In other words, just put it in like not so fancy words, if you just think you're in better shape than this guy, you have no business fighting with him. Let him be. If in absolute terms you're a tzaddik, you're perfect, then you have nothing to worry about. Then you have to stand up and do what you got to do. Otherwise, keep to yourself. That's the third approach. Now, v'ibo is same with the fourth teretz, which hopefully will strike alarm bells in your head if I said everything clearly up to now. Havaha b'rasha. We're talking about both cases. It's with the rasha shashamas chekeslo, that it's, you know, everything's going good for the rasha. V'lo kasha, tanakasha. Let's skip a line here. I'm sorry. V'ibo is same. I'm sorry. Shamas chekeslo. I said back. The shamas chekeslo. If the hour is successful to him, you know, and he's having on a lucky streak, shiny. That's different. So wait a second. We just said that in the second teretz, right? We just said in the second teretz. We said is it depends whether or not the shamas chekeslo or not. And now we're saying it again. So there are two basic approaches. One approach is, It's backtracking, and it's saying you've got two options. Either if you're at Tzadik Gamor, or if Shah is not Maschakaslo, you're allowed to take him on. The only time you can't take him on is if you're just Tzadik Mimenu, you're just, you know, you're not a Tzadik Gamor, you're just a relative Tzadik compared to him, and he's on a lucky streak. That's the one time you stay away from him. That's one approach. The other approach which is a little bit difficult to my opinion. That's from Ruben Margolius, so I'll say it. He's always on something good. The Shamas Tekeslo is if the Tzaddik is on a winning streak, so he says. Quite a difficult read, but anyways, that's what he says. Okay? So, the Marsha speaks out bottom line. He says, you don't want to start starting up, don't start off with the Rishayim unless you got all the three conditions met, i.e., to be on the safe side, you have to be A, Tzaddik Gamor, B, that the Shah is not Meshekeslo, he's on a winning streak, and C, it's really the Shmaya. Not about your covenant, it's about, you know, Fil Lashem or their mysterious covenant show, whatever. If you have those three conditions met, then you're, because you're the Tzaddik Gamor, you should stand up and do what's got to get done and have no fear, he won't swallow you up. Okay? Fine.